Nothing is more magical than viewing a lunar eclipse. A few times each year, the full moon steps into the Earth's shadow for a few hours, leaving us with lasting memories. Such an eclipse will take place on the night of November 18-19 with the full beaver moon. It's called the beaver moon because it falls around the same time when hunters would set traps for beavers, capturing them for their fur ahead of the chilly winter season. It is also known as the frosty moon because it falls near the beginning of the winter season when the temperatures start to drop. This one will be extra special and appear very close to a total eclipse. Because of the geometry, the moon will be in the larger shadow of the Earth except for a mere 3%, leaving the edge in sunlight. A lunar eclipse is very safe to enjoy. Even though it is not officially proclaimed total, the lunar surface will still exhibit darkness and some color as typically seen in a total event. People commonly referred to this type of eclipse as a blood moon. If you were on the moon at the center of the shadow during the midpoint of this eclipse, you would see an orange ring around the Earth. From this vantage point, you would see sunlight refracting through our atmosphere, witnessing every sunset on the left side of the Earth along with every sunrise on the right side at the same time. For astrophotographers, the moon will be located among the bright winter constellations of Orion the Hunter, Taurus the Bull, and now too far from the Pleiades star cluster. The only drawback is its late hour. Eastern time, the partial umbral eclipse begins at 2:18 a.m. The moon begins to enter the shadow. Greatest eclipse, 4:02 a.m. Moon will be 97% covered. The partial umbral eclipse ends at 5:47 a.m. The moon completely exits the shadow known as the backyard astronomer. Gary Boyle is an astronomy educator, guest speaker and monthly columnist for the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada. He has been interviewed on more than 50 Canadian radio stations as well as television across Canada and the U.S. in recognition of his public outreach in astronomy. The International Astronomical Union has honored him with the naming of asteroid 22406, Gary Boyle. Follow him on Twitter, at AstroEducator, or his website, www.wondersofastronomy.com.